is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Welcome to the House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church, with Bishop Dr. Wayne Thomas and Minister Charissia Thomas.
I want you to stand up this time and play it.
Just to say thank you. Thank you for this worship experience bringing us to this point. Thank you for your word. And now, God, all of us confess we have sinned. We repent of all thy sins in the name of Jesus. And we pray now that you forgive us of all thy sins. Hide thy servant behind thine cross where there is power. Grant unto me teaching, preaching power. Let me say something in the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes. That will help your people. Yes. Let it be all about you, not about us. We get out the way that you may be in the way.
Come on.
Talk
come on.
To us, Lord. Yes, speak Lord. To us today. Help us that we may be helped.
Yes.
And when it's all said and done, we promise to give you all the glory, honor, and the praise that's due to your name. It is in the strong name of Jesus the Christ we do pray. And all of God's children said amen.
Amen.
And amen. Again, we give honor to our God, his son Jesus, the Holy Spirit. We certainly thank God for Lady Thomas,
amen.
Our praise children,
the
amen, the membership of House of Praise Church family. It's good to be here on today. There's a word from the Lord in the gospel according to St. Luke. Amen. Two verses. Luke, the 14th chapter. Luke chapter 14. We want to look at verses 26 and 27. Amen. Now, anytime we hear a word, and if we're doing good in that area, that's confirmation that we are right, but that we need to help somebody else. Luke, the 14th chapter, and two verses. Verses 26 and 27. Luke chapter 14, verses 26 and 27. The Bible reads in our hearing, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife, and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life, also he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of God's most holy and divine word. On today, I simply want to talk about we must be fully committed to God. Amen. We must be fully committed to God. When we are committed, this says that we are in it whether good or bad.
Yes, Lord.
If we have been walking with God for some time now, we should know there are some mountaintop experiences.
Yes.
And some valley experiences. Am I right there?
Come on.
But Paul says, nothing shall separate us from the love of God. I'm a witness. If we keep on going and looking to the hills, what's coming our help, and all our help come from the Lord, then you and I will be be all right. Now, the valley experience is good. It teaches us how to remain humble and how to depend on God.
Yes.
Am I right about it?
Come on.
If we look around today, my brothers and my sisters, the most successful people are those that refuse to give up.
Come on, Bishop.
And so, what are you saying, Bishop? I'm saying those that refuse to give up on God and fully committed to God, those are the ones that are blessed beyond measure.
Come on.
That word committed, can I help us?
Come on.
Means feeling dedicated and loyalty to a cause, activity, or job wholeheartedly.
Come on.
Being fully committed to God, God will bless us and take us to levels beyond our expectation. Are y'all with me here?
Come on.
And so our commitment to God should be even more commitment to one another or to anything else.
Uh-huh.
Are y'all with me here?
Uh-huh.
Because although we get reward from being committed to other people and other things, mm-hmm. the best reward that we ever got and will get from God was Jesus' only begotten Son. Am I right about it?
Come on.
And so, my beloved brothers and sisters, in our text today, we are in the Gospel of Luke. And Luke is the writer of this gospel as well as the book of Acts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, although Dr. Luke never met Jesus in the physical,
come on, Bishop.
He heard about Jesus. And that was enough to make him fully committed to the Lord. Lord have mercy. We live now in a microwave society where everyone is looking for a quick fix. Am I right there? And they see it and still don't believe it.
Yes, Lord.
But God is looking for a fully committed people. Jesus, with his wise self, was always going about his Father's business and doing good. Jesus did not have time to gossip with the other brethren.
Come on, Bishop.
But rather, Jesus was fully committed to God and his assignment for you and I.
Mm-hmm.
By dying on the cross of Calvary and shedding blood for the remission of our sins and providing for you and I salvation. Are y'all with me here?
Come on.
And so as we look at the text, my beloved brothers and sisters, look what the Bible says. Now, in this 14th chapter, we have to remember, we have to go back because Jesus was doing something before he got to this 14th chapter and that 26th and 27th verse.
Come on.
Can I help us here?
Go ahead.
Jesus just got through lamenting over Jerusalem. Jesus says that this place, this house, will be desolate. And he said, assuredly I say to you, you shall not see me until the time come when you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Jesus just got through healing a man, Lady Thomas, with dropsy. And he healed the man on the Sabbath. I'm just walking the Bible. And then he talks about taking the lonely place. Then we hear Jesus deal with the parable of the great supper. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said a certain man gave a great supper and invited many and sent his servant at supper time to those who were invited. The esteem would not come. Amen. The prominent would not come. And so Jesus told his servant to go out and tell them to invite the maimed, the lame, and the blind. Jesus said, the master told his servant to go out into the highway, the hedges, and the byways, and to compel them that they may come in to to the house, that the house may be filled. For Jesus said, I say to you that none of those men who were invited shall taste my supper. That's the one that were in their prominent position, that were in their high offices and high esteem and statuses. And those thought that they were higher and more important than Jesus, when Jesus is the master. And that's why we find in this 14th chapter and that 26th and that 27th verse, where it talks about leaving all to follow Christ. Those that were lamed, those that were maimed, those that were blind knew they were in a pitiful condition. Am I right about it?
Yes.
And those were invited to come, and they were glad to come to the master's supper. And that master was Jesus. Mm-hmm. They came to the supper, and Jesus gives us, amen, a few steps and a few things we have to go through to follow him. But in following him, we will have, amen, heartbreak from some that's in the world. Yes. For look what the Bible says in 26. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife, and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life,
yes,
also he cannot be my disciple.
Yes.
Now, this is what we have to understand. The essence of discipleship, number one, is giving Christ first place. Mm-hmm. We have to give Christ precedence. That means over all, that word precedence.
Yes.
Over the life, amen, of, in 26, our father, mother, wife, children, brothers and sisters, and even our own life. In other words, the number one rule or the essence of discipleship is giving Jesus Christ first place. Are y'all with me here? Now, to hate one family, even one life, is rhetorical. Mm-hmm. It refers to desiring something less than something else. The instruction was especially appropriate in Jesus' day. Can I help us with this?
Come on.
Not only in Jesus' day, but especially in our day. Because they had more strong faith in God back in Jesus' days. They had more work for God back in Jesus' days. Even though they had some that wouldn't, amen, and some that would. But if we be honest today, looking at the Bible in biblical times, biblical antiquity, biblical era, we can attest and be honest today that in Jesus' days, there were more faithful back then, come on, tell the truth, than we are right now. Am I right about it? Now, let me help us with this. It's simple. Desiring something less than something else. Jesus meant rejection by family and persecution, even to the point of death, to follow him. And the reason why so many people back then didn't want to give up family and their lives to follow Jesus is because those who feared family, friends, disapproval, or persecution would not come to Jesus.
Yes.
But I stopped by today to tell us how to pray, thank you, Lord, even on my way to heaven. Are y'all with me here?
Come on.
That I decided, amen, to make Jesus my choice.
Yes.
Because when we make Jesus our first choice and priority, Jesus will reward you and I for our faithfulness.
Yes.
How dare us put a mere woman and man of the world that's fallen apart before Jesus.
Yes.
Do y'all hear me here?
Come on.
Because Jesus is the best, was the best, and guess what? He still is the best
yes
for us right now today.
Yes, he is.
Why is that? Because he knows all.
Come on.
Amen. He's omniscient.
Come on.
He's everywhere all at the same time. He's omnipresent.
Come on.
And then he has all power in his hand. He's omnipotent.
Yes,
are y'all
Lord.
With me here?
Come on.
And so we have a decision to make. Are we going to be fully committed to God?
Come on.
Are we going to be half committed to God?
Yes, Lord.
I don't know about you, but I'm going to be fully committed to my God.
Yes, Lord.
Because God can bless me
yep.
better than anyone else.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
I love everybody, and I want to see everybody make it. Amen. But we have to hold, if we're going to make it, keep our eyes on the prize who has all the answers in the world.
Yes.
And his name is the lonely Jesus.
Come on. Yes,
are y'all with me here?
Yes.
And so, if anyone comes to me,
come on.
Number one, if we go to him, Jesus, we got to put him first. That's the problem. I got to say it right here on the radio. With the city of Alexandria, Louisiana, we're being controlled by politics outside the church. Uh-oh. And we're being controlled by politics in the church.
Come on, Bishop.
What you mean, Bishop? Well, we're being directed by a certain clique of people what church to join and what church not to join.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to us, and I'm in the text. I'm not out of the text today because Jesus want to know what I want to know.
Yes.
Where is our faith and our commitment at?
Yes.
Are we committed to politics and being directed at what church to join? Are we being, amen, committed to the one who favored us, and that's Jesus?
Come on, Bishop.
I know I'm right about it.
Yes.
The word says, Jesus says,
Jesus,
that we must, if we're going to be a disciple, he said we must put him
first
and priority over all.
Yes.
And then he says, if we don't do all these things, he cannot be my disciple.
Come on.
And so I have good news and I have bad news.
Come on, Bishop.
The bad news is, if you don't understand that Jesus is your best choice, then you need to sit down and come get some understanding.
Yes.
Because Jesus is the master of the world, everything in the world, out of the world, and underneath the earth.
Come on.
He is our all in all.
Yes.
The good news is, if we put him first,
him.
Yes, we're going to be heartbroken by our family members.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We're going to be let down that people by people that knew us from our past and our present.
Come on.
Am I right there?
Yes, Lord.
But I'd rather be let down by people that can hardly do nothing for me anyway.
Come on, Bishop.
Than be lifted up by the one that had my best interest in his hands.
Yes.
Do I have a witness?
Yes, Lord.
And so, Jesus, he said, we got a choice to make.
Mm-hmm.
Where is our commitment at? Number one, our commitment should be to Jesus.
That's right.
Because Jesus paid the way for you and I.
Mm-hmm.
He gave his own body sacrificially. He gave his own blood to the cross sacrificially.
Yes.
Nobody made him do it. He chose to do it on his own.
That's
right. Am I right there?
Come on.
And he did it, and he made his daddy proud.
Yes, Lord.
He came down through 40 and 2 generations. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And he came down through 39 prophets.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, he did die, and he was fully committed to God.
Yes, Lord.
And he was fully committed to the plan and will of the Father. And that's what Jesus tells us. Do you want to be accepted by man and get pats on the back And as a father, you going to make it in life? Or do you want to be rejected by man and be accepted by God? Well, I would tell you, I'd rather be rejected by man, and I'd rather be accepted by God. Because if I'm accepted by God, God will lift me up, even though man wants to see me down. Do I have a witness here? And so, house of praise, Jesus have a question to us today. Where's our commitment at? Are we going to go where our brothers and sisters go? Are we going to go where the Lord tells us to go? Too many of us, amen, play politics in and outside and around the church. I hear it all the time. Too many of us, amen, listen at our preachers and pastors and people in the community with titles and positions and tell us where to go place our souls. But it's time out, amen, to bring up all of that foolishness. Jesus talking directly to me and you today, and he letting us know that if we're going to be his disciple, then we have to do and go where he say go. Do I have a witness here? Yeah. Jesus said, yes, you will be hated. Yes, you will be looked down upon. Amen. But if you're in my hand, you are in the best hands.
Yes, Lord.
And the best hand you can be is in the hands of the Lord.
Yes.
Look what he says. If anyone comes to me, 26, and does not hate his father. That's what he says. He said that we simply cannot be his disciples.
Yes.
In no sense, and thank you, Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is email. There's no sense in us running to Jesus. You know how we do it when we want something? Go and put a little pressure on, back up, see if they're going to change their mind and succumb to what we want. Go back. This Jesus, he's not going to change his mind. There's no sense in running to him and say, I want to be with you because I know you got all the power, but I don't want to go through nothing. I want to be accepted by them and have you. The devil is a lie. It's
come
not
on.
Burger King. You and I cannot have it our way.
Come out, come out.
If you accept him, you will be misunderstood.
Come on, Bishop.
If you accept him, Jesus, you will be talked about.
Yeah.
If you accept him, Jesus, them cowards will talk about you and lie behind your back.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
You don't have real men, too many of us, and too real women no more.
Come on.
Because instead of people coming face to face and sit down and fix stuff,
uh-huh,
they rather go conjure up stuff
run
and lie behind your back,
yeah,
and then talk sweet in your face like,
yeah,
it's all right.
Uh-huh.
But Jesus said it's time out for that today.
Yes, Lord.
It's time to break all of those politics up in his church.
Yes, Lord.
And it's time for us to decide whose side we're going to be on.
Say it well.
We're either on the Lord's side or we're on the devil and the world's side.
It's
not Burger King. We can't have it one or two ways or our way. We got to have it the Lord's way.
That's right.
Are y'all with me?
Yes.
And then he says in 27, and whoever, I love this, does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Mm-hmm. Now, Jesus gives a call in that gospel according to Luke, that 14th chapter and that 27th verse.
Mm-hmm.
The call here is to follow him, Lady Thomas,
mm-hmm,
in the way of rejection and suffering.
Mm-hmm.
That is, a disciple will be rejected by those in the world,
mm-hmm,
who do not honor Christ. And I got to bust out a bubble. We will also be hated even by our brother and sister in the Lord.
Come on.
Because the Lord is taking us places that he's not taking them. Why? Because it's not that we're better than them. We just succumb and humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God.
Uh-huh.
And they're still struggling. They're in and out their relationship with the Lord. And the Lord can yet but
come on, Bishop,
take them so far.
Yeah.
And so, yes, we will be hated by the world. We will be rejected and we will suffer. Amen. But we will be hated on by our own brother and sister in the Lord. When we all serve the same Daddy God.
Yes.
When he want to bless us all at the same time. But we got to learn how to have a personal relationship with him.
Yes.
In order for him to take us from faith to faith and glory to glory in the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And so, yes, the world would hate us.
Mm-hmm.
Because them themselves do not honor Jesus Christ. Therefore, this is it, and I'm closing. If you and I want the Lord's blessing, are y'all with me here?
Come on.
We're going to have to learn how to move on in Jesus. Therefore, a disciple must be ready, Lady Thomas,
come on,
to face and accept such rejection. Because if you in the Lord for real now,
come on,
I'm not talking about faking and playing. If you in the Lord for real,
yes,
and you're doing the real work of God, I'm not talking about the people putting you up. Amen. I'm talking about God putting you up. You and I will be rejected by those who do not, or those who do have a personal relationship with him,
yeah,
because they're not in God like they're supposed to be.
Yes.
Because if they were in God like they're supposed to be, they would understand that even though you have not done no wrong, even though you have done wrong,
mm-hmm,
if you're truly in Jesus,
yeah,
sometimes you're not always going to be accepted by people.
Come on, Bishop.
But you're going to be rejected and misunderstood.
Yeah.
But Jesus said, therefore, a disciple, a learner, a student, a follower of Christ must be ready to face and accept such rejection.
Mm-hmm.
And so today, Jesus poses the question, amen, we must be fully committed to God if we want our lives to be better in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all hear me?
Come on.
And so number one, amen, that makes a commitment to those who are fully committed to God.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if we honor him, he will honor us.
Yes, Lord.
Number two, if we sow to God, he will all allow us to reap from him. Amen. Number three, we must not just, amen, recommit, but we must be fully committed to God. Many people have a commitment to God.
Come on, Bishop.
But they are not yet fully committed to God.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to say that again.
Yeah.
We must not just recommit, but we must be fully committed to God. Many people have a commitment to God,
mm-hmm,
but they are not fully committed to God.
That's it.
And so when we are fully committed to God,
yeah,
we can accept or expect persecution and rejection. But the good news as I close is Jesus was rejected by man when he came down through 40 and two generations.
Mm-hmm.
He was rejected by the world because they have not yet understood, amen, the completeness of why Jesus came.
Come on.
But yet he still kept on going for God.
Mm-hmm.
And he died for a sick-sin world like you and I.
You've been listening to the House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church at 8 Prospect Street in Alexandria with Dr. Bishop Wayne Thomas and Minister Sharisha Thomas. To correspond with them, 318-730-9788. And tune in next time for the House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Negative. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information.